Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Just saying, okay?
Christy Wowerty Dowerty.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
You don't touch the Nicky Morgan letters.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Megan the Slayer Taylor.
Kelly Barlow, when she goes Barlow, we go high-low.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the bird.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Hot dang, it's Jessica Dang.
He makes us squee, Richie D.
Sarah Greenwood, she only uses her power for good.
Hannah, God, I love that banana. Anderson.
Higher than high res, it's Lauren Perez.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Lisa Wallant, now that's what I call Wallant. The Bay Area betches, betches. And our super premium Patreon subscribers.
Give them hell, Miss Noel.
Lulu Simon, Su Studio.
Always ready for Nicole Passeretti.
One day you're Rachel's in, and the next day you're out.
Yes, we can with Howley, Carolyn, and Anne.
Nancy Cease and DeSisto.
Kelly Grant, the Grandmaster. Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Shannon out of a cannon, Anthony.
The incredible Edible Matthews Sisters.
And
Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
Watch what crappens. Watch what crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens?
Crappens. Crappens.
Watch what crappens. Watch what crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens? Watch what crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens?
Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to watch. I'm Ben Mandelker of The Real Housewares of Kitchen Island. It's a cartoon on YouTube. Go check it out. Subscribe. And while you're in that mood to subscribe to things, all you have to do is hit a button. Hit a button on Rose Pricks. It's a Bachelor Roast podcast that Ronnie Karam co-hosts. Hey, Ronnie, what's going on?
Hi, Ben. What you doing, baby?
Oh, you know, just dipping into Tuesday, as I am wont to do.
Oh, yeah.
Tuesday's a big day for us today because not only are we recapping Below Deck Med, which I love, we're doing our monthly hangout tonight at 5:30 Pacific time. It's a little different since Google got rid of Google Hangouts, so we're going to do it through Discord since we have this whole Discord server set up. If you already support us on the Hangout level, don't worry, you have access to the Discord, and we're going to try to figure out how to get video involved or whatever. Just bear with us, show up, and it'll be fun. So that's going to be happening tonight at 5:30 Pacific. And of course, we also are going on the road. Here are some cities that we're going to between now and January. Charlotte, North Carolina. Nashville, Atlanta. Carrboro. Richmond, Virginia. Tampa, Florida. Fort Lauderdale. Indianapolis. Two shows in Chicago. Two shows in New York. There's, like, by the way, like 5 tickets left for New York, so better jump on that. St. Louis, Philadelphia, Seattle, and Houston. We have some more cities to announce very soon. We're supes excited. Tickets are at watchwhatcrappens.com. That's also where you can find merchandise and links to all of our social media and to our Patreon. It's fun, fun times. We hope to see you at the show because we have a great time. Don't worry about coming solo. You'll make friends.
Yeah. Also, this is your last week to get our t-shirts of the moment. They are Resting Hanai Face and Season 1 Camille and Demoted to Friend Of. So you can go get those over. You can find links on our WatchWhatCrappens.com site. And we're also both on Cameo. So if you guys want cameos for someone's birthday or et cetera, just search us both on Cameo. Woo-woo. And today it's time for Below Deck Mediterranean, eh?
And you want to talk about a cameo? How about a cameo of someone showing their heart? Hey, it's Colin. So the big cliffhanger from last week was that June had to be basically laid off because her position has become redundant. And Colin is like, feels like it's not right because he doesn't really have a passion for yachting. He has a passion for ferry driving. And it's not fair that June should have to go home when she has a passion and she's younger, whereas he's at the crusty old age of 30 and, you know, doesn't have a future on a yacht.
Yeah. You know what I'm passionate for? Mom's lasagna! I'm out of here. So he goes up to speak with Captain Sandy on the bridge, and she's like, "Hey, how are ya?" And he's like, "Can we talk? I heard about June, and I don't know, passion for fashion.
I mean, June, she's young. I mean, she's like 24, and I'm an old thing at 30, and she has a passion for yachting, and I don't have that passion. I have to be true to myself."
"That's good, Collie. Be true to yourself. We're proud of you no matter what you do."
And she's like, "Oh, Colin, you're an amazing human being. Did you would step aside to let someone follow their career? You are an asshat. And by that, I mean asset, okay? You don't staff this boat, you little idiot. Now get back to work."
Just kidding. Captain Lee is back in
gear.
Yeah, Sandy's like, "Colin, wow, this really speaks volumes to your character, but I need you, okay? June will make it. I'm going to give her a reference. I'm just going to put some Branzino in a freezer bag and say, here, take this to your next job interview, and I guarantee hired on the spot."
Yeah, guess what we don't need on deck while we're trying to park into tiny little slips, which I just did miraculously, okay? Someone who doesn't answer their radio, you dipshit. Get back to work, okay? Go organize your shoes and feel better.
"Colin, you're an amazing human being. Here, let me give you a little shoulder rub that's also going to push you out of my office. Okay, little shoulder rub. Feels good, huh? Feels good. And the door is closing."
And it's closing. And this is how it feels to get a walking away hug. My arms are around you. Okay, keep walking. Okay, now you're dragging my feet. And my feet are getting dirty. Okay, I'm going to let go. God, I can't let go of you. You're such an ass hat.
So then downstairs, Aisha's telling June what Colin has volunteered to do. And, of course, June starts to cry because she's so touched by it. She's like, "He's such a good guy. I mean, I would never, let him leave, obviously, but he's such a good guy. Don't think of him romantically in any way. Such a good guy."
I know. The way she's talking is so nice, but I'm like, oh, poor Colin's not going to get laid by June. This is not happening.
Wow. He is like a brother to me. That is so nice. Can't wait to go have some platonic friendship time with him. Say thank you.
Yeah. So then Joao and Colin are talking, and Joao's like, "I'm crying right now. Look at me. I am so touched, Colin. I am so touched. I'm sim touched."
And Colin's like, "Well, she talked me out of it. She said she needed me, but I feel terrible."
Yeah. So now it's 3 hours. 3 hours before the charter, and Hannah's waking up Travis and everything. And there's going to be some rearrangement of the bunks because since the new chef is a male, whoever it might be, so Hannah's going to move Aisha into Jack's room, and Travis has to move out of Jack's room to be with the new male chef. So that's sad for the guys and stuff.
Yeah, and Hannah's like, "It's not normal to mix genders in the bunks, but I'm either speeding up the relationship or I'm crashing it." And then she gives this evil little smile.
Like, honey, we're going to enjoy it no matter what.
Yeah. It's going to be fun as shit no matter what happens.
Yeah.
So June goes to talk to Colin. She's like, "You're so sweet and selfless. I mean, that's the nicest thing anyone's ever done for me."
And she's crying. And she's like, "I guess my big regret is that when I came in, I didn't really open myself up and let people see who I am." I'm like, no, you didn't open up your ears and answer your radio. That's the biggest problem. That's the biggest problem.
Yeah, but I love Jean. She's so nice. And I also love a Bravo star who will just down a cake right in front of the camera,
Yeah, I had no problems with June. I think there have been far worse, stews on the show. But I like that she thinks that, if she had opened up more, that she would have stayed on the boat. It's like, no, June, it really was sort of out of your control. You were just lowest on the totem pole. Sorry.
Yeah. Sorry, June. She's like, "Can I do anything for you? Your number? A hug? Your number? But I pat you on the shoulder? Your number? Bye!
Do you want to be my wingman when I go out and try to, pick up guys? Okay. Did I just get friend-zoned? No, you didn't just get friend-zoned. That happened actually a few days ago. So then Colin's walking through the boat, and like walks by Hannah, who's just like smiling ear to ear, like just she's like June Hannah. Oh, that's right. More like no one Hannah, because you're gone now. Sorry.
So kind of her like, eyes pulsing with like good honey eyes. You know, it's like honey, 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 honey.
It's like she just earned 3 tickets to Prague and like a pack of cigarettes for free. So Colin's like, don't smile like that. She's like, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to be happy. It's just a natural reaction when someone who's a terrible worker is no longer working with you. You know what I'm saying, honey?
I just wanted to keep you here. Listen, I really feel more comfortable with you not getting fucked on the boat than you not getting fucked off the boat. That's all, honey.
That's all, honey.
Honey. So then Hannah and the girls are talking, Aisha and Anastasia, and Aisha's like,
yeah, they're talking about the fact that that could have been the whole conversation, by the way, just sort of just having a big like arching, and they're like, okay, great talk. But she's talking about how she's like been holding out on sex with Jack because she's really waiting for there to be an emotional connection before they like do it. And she's like, otherwise it would just be a penis moving into a vagina and I can use my fingers for that. Actually, I already have.
So then meeting time. And the captain's like, so we're getting a new chef. Hopefully he won't be arriving on a USSR vessel.
I hear he has very spiky hair, so try not to touch it because we can't have any more injuries. That goes for you, Colin, Mr. Future Broken Leg.
Oh, no. I'm laughing. That was just a reflexive laugh. I didn't mean to do
laughing
that.
At Sandy.
So then, yeah. Jack's like, Where's the cake girl? No, she left. And he's like, I didn't even... We'll see you later. Catch you on the Insta.
Yeah. So then Jack and Travis are having a moment where they're saying goodbye in their rooms. And they're like, well, see ya cock on another room some other time then, bro. They're like, yeah, bye. They're all like... At first I thought it was like a funny little scene where they're saying goodbye. But then it turns out Travis really is like super bummed. And... you know he's going to be, like, all simpering about it and then complaining. And then he's going to get drunk. And then he's going to, like, yell at Hannah about it for breaking up the bros. You know that's going to come next episode.
Yeah. Well, it's so sad. They're so cute. And I love their, like, nakedness in their little cabin.
But I can smell their cabin. And that, like, works against the cuteness.
Well, that's the good thing about TV shows.
Is that you don't have to smell it. But that's what I'm saying is that it's like, it's on TV and I can smell it. So it's like, it's that potent.
Okay, now I'm for it. Now, God, you just changed my mind immediately.
Yeah. It came through the TV. So
Jeff is coming down the walk and Hannah sees him out the window and she goes, oh God, that face.
Do you ever, see something that looks like it's from the Dark Crystal, but it's actually a chef?
It's the meanest Jim Henson puppet I've ever seen. And then you just hear,
hello, lovelies.
Hello, lovelies.
I'm back. I broke up with Rabbit, and now I'm here.
Oh, God, Rabbit. Yeah, remember she went through a full, like, transformation after Below Deck. She got glowed up, and then I don't know what happened to her after that. She became, like, an internet food seller or something.
I don't know. Maybe season 6 of Love Island, which I just finished. By the way, I forgot to mention everyone. It's over. I made it through, and I loved every second of it except for the last 3 episodes.
And now you've got 9 STDs.
I do. And I'm listening to, like, weird emo music.
Because you can get everything through the TV. You can smell through the TV. You're getting your STDs through the TV.
Yeah, by the way, a note, having watched Love Island UK, a note for next season of Below Deck Mid, I think we need an Irish stew. Like, Maura from Love Island, like, she was the best. Like, I know you don't know who she is, but she says everything like, oh, is that what you think? Is that what you think? Oh, is that what you say?
I don't think so.
Marvin! Why'd you say that, Marvin? Like, we need that someone on the boat who's just like that. Like, why'd you clean that? Why'd you put that in the laundry? You don't put it in the laundry, you steam it. Why'd you think that dead thing over there, you steamed it? You're supposed to steam the dead thing. You don't put it in the laundry.
So Ben comes on the boat, and the captain's like, welcome. Listen, you're about to cook a lot of delicious food for you. Guess what I cooked for you? Hugs. Get over here. Nice, warm hugs. All right. I've heard amazing things about you. And he's like, oh, la, la.
He's like vaguely like Toya. Oh, what I should have been. So he's like, well, since you've seen me last, I've been catering in Fort Lauderdale, which, by the way, crap and show, Fort Lauderdale. I've been in Fort Lauderdale. I've been catering and spiking up my hair and getting extra baggy pant sleeves. It's been great.
I've been doing exclusive catering company. I've been traveling the country, cooking for all kinds of people.
Yeah. So Hannah's telling Aisha that she's worked with Ben before, and she's like, "Hi's interesting. I hope you heard the honey, the silent honey between Hi's and interesting.
I hope you heard the silent accent over will never buy me a carton of cigarettes over what I've just said."
Word to the wise, don't ever say appetizer or entree in front of him. It's first, second, third, main, and spiky hair.
Yeah. And she's like, "It's okay, you didn't get along very well then." She's like, "Well, we got on, that's for sure." And then so we see Hannah's awkward flirting with Ben.
Oh, yes.
Ben's awkward flirting with everybody, really. Ben always has some awkward flirt on the show. But she's like, kind of, it's after they go out, she's like, "You like me, don't you?" And he's like, "I haven't decided yet."
So Anastasia is giving Ben a tour of the galley and showing him how there's like various burners that have issues that some work, some maybe work, you know, things like that. And then we see Colin and Travis, and Colin's like talking to Travis about the new bunking situation. He's like, "Well, the good thing is with moving in with your girlfriend after a month is that nothing ever goes wrong." Ha!
And Travis, that was funny, like, Colin. They need you on SNL, that's for sure. They need you on SNL.
So then Aisha and Jack are talking, and he's like, "Well, I've never lived with a girl I haven't had sex with, but I'm dying to have sex with her. I can't wait." And then we go to Anastasia, and I guess we go to the meeting now, right?
Yeah, let's just go to the meeting. Okay? Yeah, yeah.
This show is like a note for every little thing. Anastasia walks up the stairs.
Aunt Tibby needs some reminder notes. I'll tell you that much. She's gotten into the Oreos again. I gotta say, Aunt Tibby.
You know whose burners have been broken for a while? Aunt Tibby.
You know, Aunt Tibby moved in with her last boyfriend after their second date. Did not work out well.
Again. Yeah. He's probably stuck in Tibby's basement. Bless his heart.
He was a short order clerk at Long John Silver's, and let's just say the short and long of it is no one's seen him since.
So then the captain meeting, he's like, "Looks like we've got some high maintenance guests. Laura Calabrese Cougar."
I was like, "What?"
I think it was Kruger, not Cougar, but still scary.
It's still scary, yeah.
This is the ex-wife of Freddy Krueger. It's Laura Calabrese Krueger.
It's like, "I really fucked him over."
"I mean, I thought my ex was a nightmare. Turns out he really was one."
Yeah.
I go to sleep and I still see him there. I'm like, "Oh, God, put those hands away, you pig."
I was like, "Listen, Freddy, we got to take you to the dermatologist." He's like, "No, I don't want to go to the dermatologist." We had so many fights. So many fights. And he wouldn't take off that damn sweater. You know, I got him this awesome thing from BCBG. He wouldn't even touch it.
Laura Calabrese Krueger. Now this is how you know she's gonna be a dick. A self-described wine snob. Yeah. Oh, go fuck yourself, okay?
Yeah, enjoy that Boone's Farms, okay? And she's a philanthropist. Such a philanthropist that she's spending her money on a yacht trip.
Yeah. "Do you know how many starving children would die to be on this boat?"
Yeah. So, she's a philanthropist and wine snob, and her best friend Samantha is going to be her co-charter, and then they're bringing six of their closest friends, which means they'll all be fighting by the end of it.
Yeah, they're going to be ripping each other apart. And the entire group expects a cocktail in their hands at all times.
Oh, God. Espresso martini time.
Yeah, you know it's going to be espresso martini time. No, it's Below Deck Med. We have to call it espresso.
Espresso martini.
Yeah.
So counterintuitive. You'd think in Europe it'd be more correct.
And Ben's like, I'm nervous. I've had it really easy on dry land.
What did you say?
I thought he was saying Bordeaux, but I don't know where he was talking about. He's like, I've been cooking in Bordeaux. I just phonetically wrote it down, okay? But now I'm going to say it 30 times.
We're only as That's good awesome. As our last service, Rabbit. Or in this case, our first service.
June Hannah. June Hannah. Looking for a commercial. June Hannah.
We're a nation that's obsessed with celebs, and the more private they are, the more we want to know. I'm Lisa Sloan, and every week in Fabulous Magazine, we talk to our most loved female celebrities, whether it's about fashion, beauty, or more personal matters. Now I'm going one step further with this series of intimate and tell-all conversations. This show is all about the relationships and the experiences that really shape a woman. If you subscribe to the podcast on your app, you won't miss an episode. I'm Lisa Snowden, and this is Things I Told My Daughter.
So then provisions, and he's like, do we have room for this? We need to get rid of all this styrofoam, that's for sure.
What is the point of this shirtless Putin poster here in the galley? Do we need this? Box of pancake mix? Where'd this come from?
So he tells Hannah he's going to need to keep Anastasia for today. And she's like, I know he's got a lot going on, so I totally understand. But at the same time, he's one of those guys, if you give him an inch, he'll take your cigarettes. That's it with me.
I mean, I know he's got a lot going on, but at the same time, honey. So now Ben is just like trying to figure out himself. He's trying to get his sea legs. He's dropping knives. Can't find salt. It's just like a disaster in there. And then here come the guests. And there's Laura Calabrese Kruger saying, it's going to be the best weekend ever and all our dresses will survive.
Yeah, and one of the girls is like, oh, there are some cute ones. Look over there. Yeah, there's some cute ones. Let's do it.
There was one woman who was dressed in like a green pearl, like a pearl green, whatever you're going to call it, dress. She sort of looked like a faux Leanne Locken. And I was like, oh, she is going to be a problem. I just sensed it. Although, actually, she did turn out to be so much of a problem. So there, an insight into my mind and my expectations and how they did not.
And then one girl, they're doing shots, and some take them and some take champagne, and one girl's like, I'm the bad girl. It's like, oh god, this group of ladies is just gonna go around labeling themselves the whole time. I'm a self-described wine snob. I'm a bad girl.
It felt like a bunch of women who, like, on any given night, they're just like at home watching just TV and have decided that they're going to like pool together money to go on Below Deck, and they're just going to like act like the cougars that they see on TV. They're like, okay, we can do this. Let's do it. Let's try it. Let's be cougars. We'll just say stuff. It'll be awesome.
Yeah. Girls trap. So their luggage gets loaded, and then we get the tour and all
that.
Two
cars worth of luggage, by the way.
So. Yeah. They've got two cars full of luggage
for 3 days.
And Colin's like, well, I'm into Cougar Town, okay? Hopefully it's a chance for me to forget all the craziness that's been going on. Hi, I'm okay, just friends. Hi, I'm okay, thank you, Colin. I already got a friendship bracelet for three of them, so.
I'm actually from the United States. I'm not Canadian or Australian. I'm just putting that out there. No one's actually asked me, but I'm just going to put that out there in case anyone wants to flirt with me. So Ben is like asking how the season's going so far, which, you know what's funny about this show is, like, I know he's talking about the yachting season, but whenever people say that, I feel like they're actually just being meta and asking how the show is going. So, how was your last episode? Yeah, did it go well? Okay, great.
Yeah, and she's like, well, yeah, must be really hard for you not to date. And he's like, Hannah is wonderfully blunt. I don't really have time for mind games. I mean, you should have to duck for that left jab every once in a while, but at least I know exactly what I'm getting with her. Unlike Aunt Jemima, who's just been staring at me in that kitchen for an hour.
wow, ever since I got here, I feel like I got hit by a train. And it just cuts to Hannah, and she's just smiling, just so happy. Like,
you got hit by the Hanai train.
So like, there's all sorts of rustiness happening. Ben's rusty. Anastasia feels rusty as Third Stew. And also the guests are just, like, just rusty in general. And so they are, like, checking out Travis. They're just checking out everyone except for Colin. Like, wow, he's hot. Honey, look at that ass. Hot.
Yeah, and it does go to show you that it's an attitude. I think Collie's so cute.
He is
but
cute.
He's probably like, I'm allergic to your perfume. Could you stand back just a little bit?
I'm sorry, the fabric of your halter top is giving me a rash on my forearm, so you gotta be careful because I don't want to confuse it with Lyme disease.
So all the ladies go up to the bridge to talk to the captain, and she's like, oh, look at this, a bunch of ladies. God, I love girl. And she just starts punching the air with both her fists, you know. It's like, oh yeah, party girls.
Yeah. Hannah is like, she's a little stressed because she doesn't want the arrival of Ben to, like, fuck up her relationship with Sandy and the Stews, because she's been working so hard, honey, on repairing all those relationships, and the last thing she needs is for Ben to come in and ruin it all.
And he's totally going to, too.
Yeah, that's what that means.
You know he's totally going to. She's so psychic. So, guess what the ladies are doing? They're going, ah, who's that eye candy? What a hottie!
Wow, that eye candy. Ooh, he's hot. Is he masturbating on the anchor? Wow, hot. Now he's talking about Zimbabwe to his jizz. Wow. Oh, he just actually spelled out Zimbabwe with his jizz. Wow, hot.
It's like, surely you don't mean Joao. I'm like, oh, God. Wow, Joao, yeah. And then one of their dresses flies up, and they're like, woohoo, butts, girl,
Sandra! Yes, Sandra, yes! Sandra's like, wow.
They keep cutting back to these scenes of Ben and Anastasia, and he's like, do we have chili oil, garlic oil, curry paste, pepper, salt, plasticware, Ziplocs, paperware, plates?
Like, jeez. It's going to be a pleasure.
But then meanwhile, we see there's like a jellyfish in the water, and it's just like, the jellyfish, to me, is like the personification of Hannah's honey face, you know? Because a jellyfish is basically like, you know? It's like the fish equivalent of that, of like just going, honey, and just floating along. But like if you get too close to it, it's going to sting you real bad.
Yeah, and then I think if you looked at a jellyfish really close, they've got to have some kind of energy quivering around it. Because Hannah's honey face, to me, are honey eyes, you know? Right. Where the eyes like just kind of squint, but they're still big, and they kind of pulse. Like, I'll kill you, honey.
Yeah, and Jack sees the jellyfish, and he says the thing that I think most men think when they see a jellyfish. He goes, imagine that wrapped around your dick.
Joelle's like, what do you have to imagine? It's literally wrapped around my dick, right? End game.
It hurts, but it turns me on more. Have you ever fucked a Portuguese man of war? It does not mean you're homosexual. So now, basically, Anastasia's annoyed because she was really excited to be a Third Stew, and she's stuck in the galley, essentially being a sous chef, because Ben is, like, it's not that she's just, like, helping him find where the cookie pan is. It's, like, she's making dressings and tapenades and things like
he's
that.
Like, add garlic, add anchovies, add plastic, add paper, add forks, add knives, add salt, add pepper.
She's like, oh, jeez.
Yeah, and Hannah's getting annoyed because she literally has not had Anastasia all to herself this entire season. She always gets yanked away from her.
Yeah, and she's like, I'll give him this one time, and that's it. So then the girls are now coming on to Jack, and one of them's like, oh my God, man bun, love it, what's your name? And he's like, Jock. She goes, where are you from, Jock?
Oh, yeah. Good.
And they're like, what sort of knot is that? He's like, it's a clove hitch. She goes, wanna get hitched with me? See what I'm doing? You said hitch, so I said hitch, but I used it in a different context. Hitch.
I don't even care what you say, just keep talking, Chuck. Were you a model before in your other life?
And he's like, you've been drinking, eh? I'm not complaining.
At this point, then, I also discovered my favorite member of this group. There's this one lady. They're all, like, you know, they're all classic cougars. They're all, like, these, you know, like, sort of, like, tall, beautiful cougar women. And then there's, like, one woman who is, like, the one that they bring along that's not like them, you know? She's basically, like, Rachel Dratch in a Kyle Richards wig. And she's just in, like, this crazy blue... And by the way, I love Rachel Dratch. But she's in this blue and white striped bathing suit with, like, a weird, like, frilly, almost, like, flower accent thing on one shoulder. She's just... The point is this. She's just awkward and clearly is cut from a different cloth from the other women. And she's like, hey, I'm Kathy.
She's like, there's no way one of us won't be making out with one of them by the time this day's over. I'm like, oh, no.
They're like, oh, sure, no. Kathy. Sure.
Sure, Kathy. So Joao is talking to us, and he's like, well, look at this. Jack is working. Who would have guessed? Colin is staying, and Travis is stepping up to do his job. What could possibly go wrong? Ow! Goddamn jellyfish cock juggling.
I'm trying to decide between which jellyfish is going to be the one, and I've almost made my decision. One of them will be my girlfriend, and the other one is a cock-juggling thundercock. I've never seen so many jellyfish before in my life, not even in Zim, because we don't even have jellyfish in Zim. In Zim, in Zim, in Zim. Oh, God, I just finished on the jellyfish.
There's jellyfish everywhere, bro. When you get stung, someone has to pee on the gas, and I don't know how that's going to go.
Just kidding, I'll be the one to pee. So the guests are sitting down for lunch, and Ben plates up some salmon sashimi, which looks amazing, and then like some shrimp with yellow curry, which looks even more amazing, and then some Indian-inspired airline chicken, which I thought the women were going to be like, this is from an airline. But they all love
it. I'm dumb. What is airline chicken? Sounds gross to me.
It's like a style of making chicken. I think it's like I forget. I remember looking up on Cooks Illustrated. It's not steamed. It's like, I don't think it's steamed. I think it's just that, I think it's the cut. I think that's the way it's cut.
Airline chicken. Gross. Making
it up.
Yeah. So he's like, the first meal sets the stage. Otherwise, they'll be scrutinizing me the whole way. And so the girls are like, oh, my God, how's he going to even top this meal? Oh, my God, this meal totally tried to make out with me. Yeah.
Oh, my God, this meal's hot. This meal's giving me an orgasm. Oh, my God, I want to marry this. I want to have, like, sex with this meal. Like, yeah, I want to put this meal in my vagina. Oh, come on. You ruined it again, Kathy.
So then we get one of the ladies like, hey, honey, can I get something steamed? That would be great. And Aisha's like, sure, I'll get them steamed for you. I'm just going to hand them over to the chef third stew. Totally trustworthy. Nothing can go wrong.
What could possibly go wrong? You know what I like to get steamed? My finger after I stink out of my bum.
So she tells Jack, she's like, I'm going to take a nap, so be quiet if you come into our room. And he's like, oh, really? You're going to be sleeping and I'll have a wank and you'll wake up? It's like, oh, romance. It's like a Hallmark card.
I know, truly. So then the women are asking Ben if he's single. And, you know, they're like, oh, my God, fresh meat, Ben. This was so hot. This was wonderful. Yeah, I'll put it in my mouth.
Hey, Ben, if you don't like dinner, we're giving you a spanking. Or do you just want a spanking now? Do you want it now, Ben? Or you want it later, Ben? We're going to spank you, King Ailes.
I want to fuck you, Ben.
Yeah, Kathy's in the corner like, I'm going to fuck you by the end of the day, Ben. Like, whoa, Kathy.
Take it down a notch, Kathy. Take it down. Kathy. I knew we shouldn't have invited her.
Yeah. So and he's like the perfect mark for these ladies because he's the only one he's like totally flattered. He's like, listen, ladies, I just got on, not ready to get off.
You almost sound like Wario when you do the Ben laugh. So Travis is sad that he's like having a sad moment because he's like, I can't laugh my tits off as much as when I was with Jack. Plus, I like to sleep naked, and so does Jack, and we've seen each other's cocks a lot, and you're not a real friend until you've seen each other's cocks, like the way I'm seeing. Wait, is that Joao's cock on a jellyfish?
ow.
Hurt so good. Come on, like baby, why don't you make it hurt so good, jellyfish?
So the ladies are like, yeah, slide. I'm going to slide down there. Like I slide down a dick. Yeah.
And then from up above, one of the ladies goes, well, one of you guys take Lala on the jet.
Lala. Be nice to Lala. Lala has to go on the jet ski. I've never wanted to see some people go down a slide ever before in my life. Go right into that pool of jellyfish.
Yeah. So then Hannah, guess what? This is going to be a huge shock to everybody. Hannah goes, would you like another? So that's two espresso martinis or three? Like, shocker.
Do you want to get another one for Lala for when she gets back from her jet ski?
Lala.
How about you, Kathy? You want some more fish chum?
So then we cut to Anastasia putting the primary's clothes in the dryer.
And they darken the screen and have like a highlighted patch over the clothes, so you can see them going from like table into laundry. It's like it's like the suspect has been found on security footage.
So someone named Natalie, I'm not sure which ones, this is where they're talking about Canadian. She's like, where are you from, Travis? Where are you from?
He's like, I'm from Australia.
He's like, but I've got a Canadian passport. It's like, oh my God. Oh my God, Canada. That's amazing. We have such a connection with Canadians. Have you been skiing?
He's like, I've never been to the snow. Oh my God. You're going to have to come. It's amazing. I once broke my pelvis when I slipped on the ice. Kathy, stop it.
What? I was trying to fuck someone. Oh, Kathy, you're making
Kathy, it you're ruining the vibe.
So then they set up golf for them on deck and like a little putting green. And one of the other ladies is like,
I've never had a moving hole except my boyfriend.
What, yeah, you did anal or something? You did anal? You did anal?
Did you get anal?
Kathy.
Kathy, come on. You're ruining all.
Come on. Just because I'm making innuendos doesn't mean I don't need silence. I'm trying to hit the ball.
Stick the putter in the hole. Stick it, grease it in, and stick it in. Oh, Kathy.
You know who I want to fuck someday? A caddy. Oh, Kathy. Fine, but like fine.
And the ladies are cheering at golf. And one of them's like, pretend it's your ex-husband's balls. Huh? And it's your ex's head. It's his balls. It's his head.
You know what I did to my ex's balls? I took some mayonnaise and I smeared it on there, and then I slapped it, and I got mayo on my hand. And I said, you know what? Next time, I'm not going to do the mayo part. Kathy, you don't need all that, Kathy.
Why do you make it so gross? So Travis is like, well, this is a proper girl's trip. Smash those balls in, Natalie.
And then actually the Cougars, I think they do take a photo of Colin's ass, right?
I think so. I was just shaking my head so hard I don't think I could see what was on the TV. I was like, oh no, Kathy.
and then Aisha and Jack are in bed together making out, and then I think that she's giving him a hand job. That's how it looked to me. You're usually the expert on the sheet movement sciences.
What was the question?
Was Aisha giving Jack a hand job?
Oh, God. You know what? I thought that he was giving her a hand job.
Oh.
Someone was getting a hand job. I'm more interested in the masturbation than the actual sex in a buck. You know what I mean?
The most awkward part was that, like, while one of them was giving something with fingers to the other, we all of a sudden heard, like, is this the bathroom? Because I got a shit. Oh, Keith, I'm not here.
The only person that could work on is Aisha. Can I watch it so I can see how it's done?
I'd love to see how big your colon is, Kathy.
So then we get to see the great clothes drama. Aisha comes into the laundry and she's like, Anastasia, did you steam these then? And she's like, I couldn't really remember which ones were supposed to be steamed, so I just washed them.
Which I was like,
so what happened to you?
What happened? What happened to perfection? Where did what? She's like unraveled now. She's like unmoored.
I know. It would be totally Anastasia if she was like, oh my God, I didn't understand. I misunderstood you. But just to be like, oh, I didn't remember, so I just did whatever the fuck I wanted. It
was shocking. Like, whoa. And Aisha goes, oh, if you forgot what you've instructed to do, the last thing I would do is wash it last.
These should be treated like the finest jewelry in the world.
I was like, these are like Orange County cutouts, okay? Let's not over-traumatize.
I'm sorry that that Forever 21 tank top got washed instead of steamed.
Yeah, I'm sorry they ruined that Forever Not 21 anymore.
Yeah, sure. I'm sorry that, like, Giovanni jumper was lost a few sequins in the wash.
Sorry that go-round outfit didn't hold up.
sorry that She by Sheree camisole experienced some shrinkage.
You got baseboards? So Colin and Travis are talking, and Colin's like, whoa, this is like a bachelor party without Tom Hanks starring in it. God, what a film. And then Travis starts imitating all the ladies, and he's so funny. He's like, "Hey, fuck your ex and that little whore he ran away with. Get it, girl. Put that dress on and look good. You deserve it." And they cut to the lady. He's like, "Oh, yeah, you deserve it. Your husband's a dick." "Yeah, your husband's a big schmeggy pie. Big schmeg pie." They're like, "Oh, Kathy, God. Kathy.
Your husband's like, he's like a big pus-filled infection that you stick your finger in and you say, why did I do this? And then you lick your finger and you're like, why do I keep doing this?" Kathy, it's like you're not really getting it.
So the captain sees the main lady. I think it's the main lady. And she's like, "You doing okay there walking around, you lady, girl power lady?" She's like, "Well, they were going to like steam a dress for me." And she goes, "Oh, I'll go down and check." Uh-oh, that's not your dress, is it?
"Hey, is that rumpled pile of fabric, is that your dress? The one that has like tattered with holes and looks like it fits a doll from American Girl place. Is that your dress?"
And she's like, "No."
Aisha just melts into a puddle.
"I'm melting."
So the woman's like, "Shit, you did not wash that. That's dry clean only. It's dry clean only." And it's like, dun 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 dun, dry clean drama.
Yeah, and then she's like, "Oh, it's okay. Yeah. Thanks, guys."
There's like 2 weeks of leading up to this moment of like, "Oh my God, Anastasia, wash the thing that needs to be steamed." And she's like, "Yeah, it's fine."
And so then Ben is in the kitchen pissed because, of course, the burner doesn't work, which I think they'll only listen to Ben because he screams and yells, you know. When it's Anastasia, they're like, maybe it's just Anastasia not working it right.
Yeah, they're like,
Ben's like, "That's it. It only works if it feels like working. That is it. This is why I attempted to leave yawning. This is unnecessarily difficult. They need to be replaced. That's it. Send them a bill."
Yeah. I mean, he's right. So, yeah. So then, like, downstairs in, like, that, like, the place, the basement place where they store the toys, Colin just sneezes. He's like, "Ha! Whoo!" And they're like, "Whoa, Colin.
Gotcha!
He's always been a loud sneezer. When I was a kid, we'd call him Sneezy. Like, Sneezy does it. Sneezy does it. Remember that, Carl? Remember that?
Don't be friend-zoned me." So Hannah checks on Ben. She's like, "How are you, darling?" And he's like, "It's at 8:30, right? Let's be clear. Dinner at 8:30. Do not rush them. I don't have another slow things down."
Like, "No problem, I'll slow them down. Ladies, if you'd like to come up to dinner, it's an emergency and we need to eat right now at this very second." "Great. Is that what you meant, Ben?"
And yeah, the lady's like, "We're hungry, we need food."
"Yeah, when I get hungry, I just fart everywhere. And guess what? This entire place smells like sulfur. Am I right, everyone? Am I right?"
So Jack's like, "Hey, buddy, why are you not smiling there?" And Travis is like, "I'm pissed." And he goes, "All right then," and walks away. It's over. So then Ben sees on the camera, or on the TV, the monitor, that the ladies are sitting and he's not ready. And he's like,
"Just pop in the freezer, darling. It'll firm up."
Yeah. Things are starting to get like tense in the kitchen. It's 8:37. There's a pea puree happening. The women are getting hangry. Hannah's trying to stall by doing a whole wine thing, et cetera, et cetera. And the women, by the way, are so drunk and they're just like babbling on. One woman's like, "I'm premenopausal and I'm fucking horny right now. Just horny all the time."
I keep telling Jenny, like, "Jenny, you just fucked your husband and like you're premenopausal. I need to fuck."
Do they get so horny, or they just like horny all the time and drunk, and it just like, what I wouldn't give for like a sexy, like Dylan McDermott to come and steal me away.
Then Hannah presents tuna sashimi with wasabi puree and a fresh quail egg on top. And Kathy's like,
looks like my vagina. Kathy.
Kathy, we were just getting ready to eat. Why? I'm just stating a fact.
So Anastasia goes to clean cabins, and she's like, oh my God, how do you keep the door open? How do you turn all the lights in
here? What's a bed?
I'm like, it's because you've tasted power.
Exactly. It's like when you end it, it's like when you go off a diet and you try to go back on it and you just can't.
Hi, welcome to my life.
Yeah, she went on a stew diet.
I was like, bread from Burger King. That's what I want. That's all I'm thinking about right now during this recap.
So now the Cougars are just like all talking about their exes. This woman's like, my husband had 15 girlfriends. Let me tell you, he had 15 girlfriends. All right.
And then Travis comes up again. They're like, he's Canadian. So a bunch of plates come down uneaten because they're kind of gross. I mean, like, you have to be really fancy to want a raw quail egg on some sushi, you know?
Yeah, exactly. It's not really meant for these women.
Yeah, so maybe he didn't notice their Orange County, you know, cutouts or whatever. But he goes, oh, did some of them not eat it? Did some of them not eat it? And she's like, well, you know, I don't think they had a reason particularly. Maybe they just didn't like raw egg or raw fish or raw egg on raw fish. Also, a lady named Kathy kept comparing it to steaming her vagina. So that makes something.
Yeah, there's a lady up there named Kathy who kept on saying that that she calls creme brulee creme my vagina. We don't know what it is, but everyone started throwing up right afterwards. So that might have impacted their desire to have your raw egg on raw fish.
I'd rather the boat sink and then eat all the food.
It's like, give it time, okay?
I'd rather the boat sink than have Kathy talk about what's in her vagina any longer.
So Travis is like, how old is Natalie, the platinum blonde? And Colin's like, they're all at least 40. He's like, oh, she's fucking hot.
Oh, she told me I could dog sit for her any day. So yeah, I think we're getting along pretty well.
Then upstairs, the ladies are like, hey, don't you think it would be fun to just have a lady palace when my husband's dead? I mean, when he's dead, that fucker. I'm so fucking fabulous and wealthy. I don't give a fuck.
I'm all for that as long as I get my own toilet, because let me tell you something. Sometimes when I take a shit, it just clears out the entire wing of a
building. Oh, Kathy.
What? You just ruined the lady palace, Kathy. What? I need to have my amenities. So wrong.
Well, I hope that lady's husband isn't going to watch this show that he probably paid for her to go on. She's like, I can't wait for him to die.
Yeah, when my husband's dead, I'm going to be so fabulous and wealthy. I don't give a fuck.
So good. I'm loving these ladies more every scene. So then yeah. Ben is still freaking out about the burners. And he's like, no wonder the other chefs walked off. They're making fun of Mila. And Travis is like, what's the matter? You don't have a pancake box around here you can use?
Yeah. And they're like telling Ben about Mila. They're like, well, she was nice except for the things that she said. And he's like, well, what's wrong with what she said? And it goes, well, she was hemiphobic and a Putin supporter.
Yeah, she loves Putin. And Ben goes,
she knows Putin is gay, right?
And then upstairs we have like fake Leanne going, she doesn't have a kid. She doesn't have a kid. She doesn't have a kid. I mean, we only have each other and Kathy. I don't have a kid, but you know what I do have? I have an oversized pig in the backyard that I feed.
You know what I got? A vagina that sometimes yawns. Kathy, Jesus, a nice moment over here.
A vagina that sometimes yawns. So Hannah brings up this risotto, and while the ladies are going, I thought I was horny. She's the horny one. Am I right? Am I right?
When I was married, you should have seen our house. It was the sickest.
Yeah. You know what? I had an amazing home with Ron. Ron, we had a great home, but you know what? One time, he barfed on top of me in our bed, and I said, you know what, we gotta leave this house. Kathy, we don't need to hear about that.
So then they're just yammering and they're wasted, and one of them's like, is this cold? And the captain's like, cold? Oh no, it's not hot. Reverse hugs, reverse hugs, reverse hugs, reverse hugs.
By the way, when Sandy, just a little context on that, Sandy was like, how's dinner? And she goes, it's amazing. Oh wait, I haven't tried it yet. And then she takes a bite and says, oh, it's cold. Because she was talking instead of eating, and so her food cooled down.
Yeah, totally. They let it get cold. And so Ben's like, that is fucking ridiculous. And dun, dun, dun. But just when we think that's going to be the big drama for the show.
Yeah. Randomly enough, the tender comes floating back. And there's a guy in it. And he's like, is this your boat? Did you leave your boat somewhere? Sandy's like, what? Some guy brought our tender back. Never have I had a stranger bring my tender to my boat.
She's like, Travis, was this you? And he's like, well, I didn't tie it. I must have just slipped. Sorry, I didn't have a cock in my face this morning. What am I supposed to do?
Well, I'm discombobulated.
Oh, and that brings us to the end of a very fun episode of Below Deck Mead.
Yeah, we'll see a bunch of you guys on the Hangout tonight. Go buy tickets to our shows. We got Charlotte and Nashville are a month away, so we're starting to get to the final stretch here to get your tickets for that. And then, of course, we're also specifically in the final stretch for the merchandise. WatchWhatCrappens.com for every single thing that you need. And we'll be back tomorrow to talk about Real Housewives of Orange County. So have a wonderful evening, everyone.
Love you, everybody. Talk to you later.
Hi, it's Emma from The Emma Gunn Show. Can I ask you a question? What's your internet like? Go on, you can tell me. Is it a bit patchy? Maybe slower in some parts of the house than others? Does it buffer when you're trying to stream a movie? Well, I think you deserve better. It's why I upgraded to BT Complete Wi-Fi, because I have no time for slow connections, buffering, or weak signals. I want the same super fast, super reliable broadband wherever I am in the house. And thanks to my smart hub and Wi-Fi disk, that's exactly what I get. To find out more, go to www.bt.com/broadband/complete-Wi-Fi.